What kind of family did you grow up in?
Pretty close family. So basically from the time, I guess around 5 or so, grandma, my parents got divorced, so grew up in a single family home with, grandma, me, and Aunt Debbie. But really close with all my aunts and uncles and cousins, and we spent, good grief, weekends and holidays at my grandparents' house. Every major event basically was celebrated there. And good grief, I guess for immediately there was at least 15 of us, so it was always a really big fun time between aunts and uncles and cousins. So I remember going there whenever grandma was at work. I remember being there when on days I was out sick. So my grandparents played a big role in my life. Because as grandma was working most of the time. And we lived with them, gosh, my first couple years, because before my parents got divorced, my dad was in the Navy. And grandma was in the Navy before she had me. Me and Aunt Debbie. And she struggled a lot financially and whatnot, so we spent, like I said, we spent a lot of time with them. She was mom and dad, and so she'd take care of us as best we could. But I don't think we would have been as well off as we were if we didn't have, extended family around.
Did they ever help you in ways financially?
Always, yeah. Like I said, I know the older we got, they help my mom put a down payment on the first house we had. But I know there were times after that when she just couldn't meet mortgage payments or stuff like that my papa would help her out, and or granny and papa, I guess, together. I just can't remember anything in my life, at least my first 12, 13 years, that they were not a part of, always there, they would come for soccer games and shuttle us around,
So they were a really good support system in a lot of ways for you
oh gosh,
guys.
yeah. I think they spent more time with Aunt Margaret's side of the family than I did ours, but I think it's because grandma was so independent, Aunt Margaret was married, but she wasn't one of those that she always needed. She's a fairly strong person, but she always needed someone to be there for her, unlike
Someone to back
grandma.
her up, and
Yeah.
grandma was more of like, I want to do this on my own kind of
Yeah,
thing.
she, yeah, kind of stubborn. Yeah, very much stubborn.
Aren't we
I
all?
remember her working. I laugh now, but she was working two jobs because she worked. She had a lot of different jobs on and off. But the older I got, she was working for the school system. But she would work at night waitressing for extra money and whatnot. And, so
You say you laugh now about her having two jobs. Why is that?
because I have two jobs. And your dad has two jobs, and you guys all work, well, except for Amanda. But I was raised to be strong and independent. I take pride in thinking that we've raised you guys to be that way and to be self-sufficient. And you're always going to fall back on your family. I think we do that, quite a bit. We're here when you need us, and sometimes we're going to tell you're on your own. But most of the time, we're here for you whenever you need us for advice, whether you like the advice or not. But we just, just the way things have gone financially the past couple of years, we have to work two jobs. You guys aren't cheap. So even when we're working on your own, obviously there's still things, we have to pay for. We're your parents.
So back before all of this happened, before you were working two jobs and everything, when you were younger, what did you picture yourself doing in the future? What did you picture your future looking like?
Well, when I was young, I just pictured having a family. It's just that bubble. You think about 100 different things you want to be when you're growing up, but nothing really stuck anything until your, high school years, and that's when I thought I would want.